Can you explain, just kind of walk me through the process? I know it was a whole reduction works here, but everything's gone except the stack now, and so I don't have any sense of what all the process was. So ore is brought from Butte on a train.
It started in the concentrator where I first went to work up there. That's where they brought the ore in from Butte. That's quite a ways from the east yards up to the stack. So they had a long train that went up there, finally made their way clear up to the concentrator. And then one by one, each car would be put over a certain hopper, and the guys would knock the things open and let the ore down into the concentrator. And then they'd push another car in. Well, that's where I first went to work, and it was dusty. Some of that ore was wet, some was dry, dusty. From there, it was crushed and went into the lower, what they called the lower mill, into the ball mills, where it went round and round and round and with big long steel rods. They were in there, and as they went around in there, that made the ore real fine. And from there, it went to the flotation mill, like in big vats, and it went round and round, and some of the stuff that rolled off was good, and the rest of it went down into the slag pile. That's right as you come into town.
Sure.
So you can imagine how much ore went through that place just looking at that slag pile.
At what they
And
discarded.
then with that discarded, and with the copper, that was good stuff. Okay, from there it went down to the reverb, what they call the reverbs.
Okay.
That's where the A big long furnace about all from here to that house next door, and that would be poured in there, and the heat would be put to it to where it melted it. And then again, the waste material was taken off there and run into a little flue out to the big slag pile. Then the rest went into the converters where it was reheated. Their additives, I don't know what the additives were, but they were put in there and they would cook, I might as well say cook, for a long time. And then finally, they were skimmed again. The top stuff was taken off and thrown away. And then the molten copper was poured into the anodes. And from the anodes, they were put into cars, shipped to Great Falls, re-refined, and made into wire. That was the end of the copper. And they
Wow.
also had zinc. They refined zinc up there, and they also had a phosphate plant, and that's what they used for fertilizer.
So the big ladles that you see in town, where were they in the process?
After the copper was put into these big converters, the converter would pour the copper into these ladles, and the crane would take it to the
Okay.
waste material or over to where they poured the anodes. The anodes were made on a big table like this. I forget how many there were on each one, but each one held so much copper, and I think each anode weighed 465 pounds of pure copper.
Wow.
And as they went around, and then they would poke it up, and the crane would pick them up, put them over there in a rack, take them out to the boxcars. They were cold when they were melting hot, but they were cold when they left the smelter.
Sure. And those ladles, when they're moving those with the crane, are there guys on the floor?
Yeah,
Okay.
that was one of the jobs my dad up had up there, was what they called chasing ladles.
Okay.
Okay, when you pick this ladle up with the big hooks, put it up here, well, it couldn't pour by itself. So they had a hook down on the bottom of the ladle, and the craneman would drop this hook down, and my dad would have to make sure it got into there. And then they could take it over and use that to raise the ladle so the hot copper had come out. And then when they were done with that, the craneman couldn't unhook that hook, so my dad had a big rod made into blacktop, and he'd have to take that hook out and send it on its way, set the label down. They were a good job. You didn't have to work hard up there. It was just time consuming. You had to be there and be ready. Yeah.
And you'd do that day in and day out?
Day in and day out until you got a better job.